FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, released its calculations, its National Risk Index, which is an online tool to help illustrate all the nation's communities that are most at risk of natural hazards. And it's got all kinds of data and information and how the calculations are made. And it offers risk assessment for where you live. In every single county, 3,000 counties across the country, they've done these risk assessments.
Really?
And I'll tell you about some of the counties here in the Great Lakes Bay region.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Let you know how And what the risk is, it's calculated on 18 types of natural disasters, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, volcanoes. We ranked very low on that list, by the way.
You eliminate three of those five already.
Even tsunamis, just an example.
That's six.
What's interesting, though, the way they calculate this, though, is that when you seek out some of the data, it might seem kind of weird. For example, the calculations are done not just so much about how a particular area might be at risk for these disasters, but they take into account the population of the areas, as well as the economic status, the recovery capabilities, and also infrastructure.
Oh, a pretty extensive review then.
Well, that's why, for example, as it says here, you have several eastern cities who rank higher on the list for tornadoes than many cities and counties that are in Tornado Alley.
Oh, really?
Because
of those factors.
Exactly.
Ah.
You take a population, as they say, of a place perhaps in New York or Philadelphia, which can have tornadic activity.
That's a little different than Iowa cornfields, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have one strike there, the risk would be assessed higher because of all the factors we talked about than if it happens someplace out in the plains of Oklahoma. Not that that's good. You know, you don't want people to get struck by a tornado. So that's one of the things they do. So there's also another factor, they say, is that in some places, people believe they're far less aware of risks and also less prepared, which means a place such as, again, for the examples of the tornadoes, because people in Oklahoma or other Tornado Alley locations are more aware of and more prepared of a risk of that nature, that they might fare better than, again, if a tornado would happen to hit an eastern city.
Why don't
I hear Pat Johnson?
You cannot hear me. Oh,
try that. Oh, there I
am. Hey. I know, there you are. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are a lot of buttons getting pushed around here yesterday afternoon, so yeah, it might take a little while getting everything back to normal.
Well, I'm here. All right, yay.
Good to have you here.
I see you have automatically self-dimming lights in the control room.
Yeah,
this
we're getting those today, too.
Yes. I don't know if that's part of the risk assessment.
I was going to say, is that part? All right. No, I was saying, so it's maybe people on the East Coast or even our area, you could say, false sense of security?
Yes, and that's part of what they say. The risk perception, according to a person in this article that's of a part of the FEMA writings here, says is that perception is the old, it won't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened to me in my lifetime, so it can't and won't, and everything will be fine.
Everybody says that.
Yeah. Another thing they talk about, too, is that one of the other, besides tornadic activities, and they say another part of the big risk, and you think about what happened this past year, unfortunately, in our area, flooding.
I was going to say, if they didn't get Midland and Saginaw County and floods in there, there's something wrong with this thing.
And you think about, you know, what was it called? The 500-year
event. Right.
That took place. And so who sees that kind of event taking place and dams that don't hold and things like that. I mean, so the risk factor was there, but did anyone perceive it to be?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some did,
yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, come on, you know.
Well, the rain we had, if it hadn't been for the dams, the dams breaking is what really made it the 500-year event.
And at that point, everyone assumed that that would never have happened with the dam situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you have that risk until it happens. And they talk about that as part of an event such as in our recent memory, like a Hurricane Katrina, Superstorm Sandy, or like a 1906 San Francisco earthquake. everyone's prepared for an earthquake, but of that magnitude.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
So around here, just so you know. Oh, by the way, FEMA's top 10 riskiest places. Los Angeles County is number one. The Bronx. Hey, Art. See, he knew years ago when he got out of the Bronx.
He got out.
The Bronx, New York County, and Kings County.
Huh.
So three counties in New York. Miami County, Philadelphia, Dallas, St. Louis, and then two more counties in California, Riverside and San Bernardino.
Hmm. Wonder why Dallas.
Dallas, they say, is high on the list because of, believe it or not, hail. Dallas is listed because of hail.
Okay.
Philadelphia for heat waves.
Yeah.
And Riverside County for wildfires.
Okay.
Well, wildfires. Yeah, it was one that wasn't on that initial list, but it sure should have been there.
And to no one's surprise, when it comes to one of the natural disasters listed where it really would have to be specific where you live, Honolulu County is highest on the list for volcanic risk.
Not too surprising there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Although you think out west, I mean Mount St. Helens, but that's another story.
Yeah.
So you'll be happy to know in our area, we are living in a very, very safe area, according to the FEMA risk assessments. Saginaw County risks relatively low. Bay is relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
Midland is very low.
Hmm.
Gratiot County, Pat, is very low.
Oh, it should be.
Yes.
Wow.
Genesee County is relatively low, our friends to the south. And directly to the north, Aranac and Gladwin counties both very low.
Huh.
Gee, we're a good safe spot that we're in.
Very. Isn't that nice to know that? Yeah, exactly right. Take it easy and sit back and not have a care in the world.